This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
Today we look at where the dairy industry is and where it's heading with Dr. Mike Hutchins, longtime dairy extension specialist and retired from the University of Illinois. And Mike, the dairy industry looking a little better these days after a rough start to 2018.
Well, the good news is, Bill, that there seems to be light at the end of the tunnel. If you look at the futures market for the second half of 2018, milk prices look like they're going to go over $16. While that's not a big price, it certainly is better than $14.80 or $15.13. And in this last month, we've gone up about 68 cents a hundredweight June compared to May. So that's good news. Milk protein has gone up 9 cents a pound, so it's $1.86 a pound. Milk fat is up 11 cents a pound, which now has a value of $2.62. These numbers are important to dairy producers because in most parts of the United States, farmers are paid for pounds of fat, pounds of protein, and pounds of other solids. So it looks like we're going to have some advantage. But of course, when there's always good news, there's always some concerning news or bad news. And that is kind of the new break-even price used to be $16. Well, now it's more like $17. And Bill and my listeners might say, well, why did it go up? Feed prices are pretty modest. And the answer is yes, there are. In fact, we're looking here in the Midwest at some excellent crops at this point. But things that go up, there's energy costs, labor costs, equipment costs. And so the new break-even is like $17 per 100 pounds. Another thing that's bad news is the U.S. dollar. It's strengthening. That means that we're exporting. And the good news is we exported this last month 18% of our dairy products. It's extremely good news, but now at a stronger dollar, that means we're less competitive with some of the other currencies in the world. And of course, we're all aware of the politics that's going on here, and agriculture and dairy is in the crosshairs as well. For example, in the NAFTA trade agreement, if we're pulling out of Mexico and Canada, and they are number one and number two importers of dairy products in the United States, that's really big. China is number four, and we could be targeted there as well. So another thing our dairymen should be aware of is the MAP program, MPP, known as Margin Protection Program. And the good news is you really got a roll on this one because the final, and it's been backed up 3 dates now from our Secretary of Ag. June 22nd is the last date you could sign up at your local county FSA office. And right now we have roughly about 52% of the people signed up for it. Anybody who has less than, say, 220 cows, you really got to look at this pretty strongly because it will protect the first 5 million pounds of milk, and we can get that coverage up to $8 at 14.2 cents per 100 pounds. Why is it so important? Because we already know the February, and it's going to go retroactive back. February was 688, so that difference there would be $1.12. So you invest 14 cents, you get $1.12 back. March is 677, April is 662. The good news, or bad news, however you want to look at that, is that we're not going to get much payment probably after June or July because the milk prices are going to be stronger, and that's the whole purpose of the program. So the Congress has really updated the program, added some new bells and whistles, coverage levels, cheaper costs, monthly payments, and so certainly a program we got to take a look at. So Bill, I think the bottom line on our program here is today is dairy looks better. There's some opportunities coming down the line, and there's some things we should be looking at in terms of personally on each farm to see if the MAP program fits for your dairy operation. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thanks, Mike. You have a great day as well. Dr. Mike Hutchins, longtime dairy extension specialist since retired from the University of Illinois. And as Mike mentioned, USDA extending the enrollment period for the Margin Protection Program through tomorrow. National Milk's Chris Galen.
This is all being done to make certain that farmers have absolutely every opportunity to utilize the program in 2018. Right now, we've heard that about 21,000 of the roughly 40,000 dairy farmers in the U.S. are enrolled for 2018, most of those choosing the highest possible coverage level of $8 per hundredweight. And that's also our advice, if not recommendation, Bill, which is please look at what the program can do for you here in 2018, particularly signing up at the maximum coverage level.
And there's more info at futurefordairy.com. Now this.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.